Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome. I got a very special guest joining me here today, Simona Bertolini, joining me here today. Because when I think about a topic and I think about an area that has caused so much confusion for people, and I think about Simona joining me here today, you're going to hear a lot about her. We're going to make sure you go to her website. It is the topic of well-being. And I remember being on a panel of people and the debate over well-being. And I was very clear about well-being, what it is, and how it's almost a lost part of the conversation. But I've got somebody to tell you that it is the basis, the pathway for a joyful life. Why? Because this is who she is. This is what she does. You know, and if you know her, and please find out about her, Forever by Simona. If you go, S-I-M-O-N-A, if you go check it out, what you're going to find is exactly what I'm talking about today. What is it about well-being that could be the key, the secret to putting that smile back on your face? Simona, great to have you. Great to have you on the show.
Dr. Pat, I'm humbled to be here with you today, and I'm equally excited to discuss about this topic that's close to my heart.
Yeah. I want to tell people from your perspective what well-being is. I mean, I can't tell you how many debates I've had with people about this particular topic and how it just gets lumped in so many things. But from your perspective, this is your mastery. This is what your joyful place is. Tell us what well-being is from your perspective.
So for my perspective, and I think I mentioned, and everybody that knows me, it has been certainly a journey for me. It's not a destination, it is a journey. And from what I have experienced, well-being is an inner state that is achieved only when our mind, body, and life energies and emotions are in alignment. And once we attain this state, it really trickles down to every aspect of our lives. Physically, mentally, socially, financially. So how do we know it? Because we just feel how life just happens to us. Like everything happens so effortless. So nothing from the outside world affects us, and a pleasant state is established within us. And joy and happiness become just a normal and constant state, regardless of what's happening in the outside world.
I love it. And I really wanted people to hear you describe it because it is so important, and your teachings to help us understand the interconnectedness of this, the interconnectedness of the physical, the mental, the emotional, and spiritual. And, you know, I like to think about it as, you know, so many people talk about balance, but when it comes to well-being, I love to talk about the harmony of it, how these energies come together in beautiful harmony, and, you know, how they contribute. Talk a minute about life energies because, you know, I work with women. And I can't tell you how many women feel, and this is men too, but feel deflated, you know, overwhelmed. They talk like my life energy has been sucked out of me, right? Can you talk to that?
Absolutely. And listening to you saying how you work with women, honestly speaking, I've been just one of them
for
so many years.
Yeah, me too.
Exactly. And probably we went through, you know, same path. But the life energies, as we know, in different cultures, are known under different names, right? Maybe prana, maybe chi. However, it is the invisible force that fuels our energy body and give us life. So ensuring that our energy flows freely throughout our body, replenishing it and maintaining it fully vibrant, it's essential for a healthy being. So maybe we should ask ourselves, where do we get our energy from?
So yes.
The answer is from everywhere,
yeah,
as it is the connecting force to the universe. So some of the energy sources that I could mention in here, first and foremost is the sun. So through our sun bearing, the air that we are breathing, through the earth. So walking barefoot, it's really, really important. And this can only brings me back to my childhood, once we're doing it, and how as we grow older, we kind of miss doing all this, right? The food and the water, of course, through our ingestion. So when we're thinking even for food, right? Nowadays, unfortunately, we are thinking only of the calories that we intake instead of the energy that it provides us. So it's crucial for us to eat daily more plant foods in their natural state, raw, because they make us feel more energized. So the quality of the air that we breathe in is also crucial. And as you can see in my background, being out in nature and being exposed to the sun and spending more time in nature, being connected to the earth, those are just few ways of recharging our life energies.
Yeah. I love that you're talking about this. Now, look, for many people just tuning in, you know, Simona, you are somebody that you're a well-being coach, certified professional coach, but you're also a child of nine, right? You know, I thought it was tough growing up in my family, but if anybody can understand aspects of well-being, when you're growing up in that culture in a small village, as you did, you know, I often think about what that's like. And, you know, I've spent some time with my relatives recently in South America and, you know, understanding more about what their upbringing was like. You know, it's so beautiful. But what you said is important. See, there's nothing that stops us from taking our shoes off and walking out on the grass, even for 5 minutes, right?
Absolutely.
But how did that large family help you come to a place of just appreciating the nuances of well-being, you know, the mind, the emotions, right? You know, how did that shape you? So now you are the expert in the field now. You know, you're the consultant, you're out there. But boy, just listening to you, your heart has been opened, and you don't get that like just by popping up with credentials.
Absolutely not. And listening to you, I don't know if it's about my teachings, as you said. I am an example, and I'm not doing much more than just literally sharing my experience. I don't want to teach anybody anything, because I think we have all the answers. And that's the reason I have chosen to coaching, is because we do our work. I am just the partner in this process of guiding people into the process of introspections and finding themselves. But going back to your question. Oh boy, I hope I don't get emotional.
I cry all the time. I'm sorry. You know, I'll probably be crying. Benny has been with me 20 years. Crying is okay because, you know, it takes going through some challenges and struggles and also to understand the beauty of personal growth in order to do what you do and what I do. And it's okay if we cry about it from time to time.
Oh, if their tears are only tears of happiness and gratitude, certainly it's nothing else.
Yeah.
I guess being emotional and kind of bringing me back to my childhood, it's also, you know, what's going on and what's happening in today's world too.
Yes.
Just being 80, 90 miles away from the border. But going back to that, to the childhood and how we grew up, I know my mom is listening. And even though she's not understanding much because we speak in English today, I know how proud she is, because actually she's my hero, and she's the glue to everything. I mean, just thinking, raising 10 kids, you'd wonder, where do I get this resilience, perseverance, the values of integrity and trust and the values of working hard and being humbled and respect yourself and respect others. And of course, growing up with my siblings, being so many around, I think we also kind of pushed each other, right?
Yes.
And not from the perspective of really being in a competition, but becoming the best version of yourself. And I think that's the most important thing, regardless of how hard life is. I think we had a choice to either make the best out of it, learn it, and move forward.
Yeah.
Or become a victim and victimize ourselves. And then we can go into all other things, like what we are attracting, right? So it's been a blessing to be born and grow in such a big family, where all the values that were instilled in me kind of guided me through my life. And what's interesting enough, those times, yes, were certainly always with me, but it was only 5 years ago when I truly started my journey to well-being, when I finally experienced it. Because it's one thing to know it intellectually, and I've known so much, right? But it's one thing when you experience it. And my journey, as many know, it started when I have lost my identity. And that identity for me, and I'm sure many other women and many other people, we identify ourselves with our work, with our family, with many other things. So when I was finally able to take a break, then I had the time for myself.
Yeah.
And that was the time of reflection and the time of introspection. And now I can, looking back to the childhood where all these things were there, but how somehow along the way, I missed them because I got into a rat race.
Oh, totally. I shared that one day I walked down the very large, beautiful stairway to a foyer in a 4,000 square foot house on close to 6 acres, 5 or 6 acres of land, with the sports car and then the truck and then the dog and then more rooms than anybody needs and the hot tub. And I walked out as I checked in my corporate attire, and I always had a mirror, right? And I always checked myself in the mirror. Why? Because you're afraid of what everybody else is going to think about you. Absolutely. And I remember this one day, and it was just like you described. I became unrecognizable to myself. Now, your body of work, and I want to make sure people go to your website, because I love your message. I love the way you, if I didn't see your name here, and I want to just tell everybody, the website is Forever by Simona, S-I-M-O-N-A. When I started to read and just look into your eyes, because there's a great picture of you here, and then I started to read, I am completely a completely transformed life. I am more conscious than before. I am grateful for everything. I feel wholesome within myself. I became a loving human being. I connected my life and the universe. I am overall strong human. I know you were on a journey to get to that. I know it. And now you are on a mission to help others do the same. I can't tell you how grateful I am for you to do that.
I am too. And as I mentioned a little bit earlier, I didn't know exactly what was it. I mean, I just knew in 2018, and I'm so grateful. I didn't know I needed that break, actually, right? And you mentioned about being in the mirror. For me, the first sign was back in 2015, and I was on a business trip in Brazil. And my husband called me. It was early in the morning when he woke up, and I was, baby, I just woke up last night. I heard a noise and I thought you came home. In that moment, I had tears in my eyes. And I heard a voice saying, what are you doing? What are you doing? Why are you here? Because I don't have to prove anything to anybody. I know who I am. I know what I'm capable of, because anything I put my mind into, I achieved.
Yeah.
I remember being a waitress back in the day at the Marriott in Dubai, cleaning a room or refreshing the coffee break. And the meeting was an executive MBA. And I remember refreshing the coffee break and then just telling myself, how I wish one day I would be also able to have an MBA.
Yeah.
And guess what? 15 years later,
yeah,
being here in the United States as a US citizen, being able to achieve that. This is just an example of the power of our mind.
Yeah.
Right? And putting it out there. And sometimes we just don't realize it, how powerful the word, our words are, right? And everything starts with our willing to be more.
You know, I'll tell you, this is such a short interview. We could go on forever because what you just described is, I've shared this often, you know, not quite the same as you, but being homeless and selling hot dogs from a hot dog cart and spilling mustard on Luigi's $1,000 pair of Italian shoes that I had no idea what they were. But I had the same kind of vision. I delivered mail to PhDs in the telephone company. Oh. And I turned to Linda. You met Linda. And I turned to Linda and I said, you know what? I'm going to get a PhD. Now, I didn't want a PhD. I didn't know what it was. I could barely read or write. But now you hold the space. You are the teacher now. And even though we don't teach, but there is a level of mastery, let me call it, to be a coach in the way you're a coach and to bring your life's experience, there's a level of mastery that you now enable and create a sacred space so that others can fully understand every aspect of their well-being, every aspect of their potentiality. What excites you most about your vision for enacting this beautiful gift?
Well, I think working with one-on-one with people. So to me, honestly, just seeing the breakthroughs that people go through, right? And I don't know if I mentioned, I'm certainly have it in the story on my webpage. During that time when I didn't know which way to go and who I was and what I'm going to do next and how this is going to look like. And I wanted something else because I knew so much, right? I've done account management, I've done business. I had a lot of skills, let me put it that way. But I wanted to do something else to create something, right? Because I always say when you were really good, things are coming together, are falling into your lap, right? Opportunities are coming. But it's much more difficult to create something, to be a trailblazer. And that's what I wanted to be. And I knew I had this gift, as I said, for a long time, but I didn't know how and what form it's gonna take. And I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful that it found me, and that is coaching. And to me is helping people into finding themselves and finding who they are and seeing them, how they take responsibilities and their well-being mm-hmm. in their hands. And having those breakthroughs and saying, oh my God, I never thought of this. Oh my God, it was like a light bulb that went on. So this is what really excites me. And as you said, I made my mission to serve others, because if I was able to transform my life, everybody can do it.
Absolutely. That's why I ask you the question, Simona, because, I know underneath everything that shows up on your website, there is a journey, a heart that has been opened, struggles that have been overcome, and there's no greater way to help other people than to know you've been at places that they are. And that's really, that's the essence of a powerful coaching process, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I have to make a mention too.
Sure.
It did not occurred to me until I had to go through loss.
Oh yeah,
me after either. I lost my father, that's when it hit me. So I had to go through the whole process, and I had to have all the experience probably through under my belt. But as you mentioned, it never stops. I know it's a journey. It began, and I'm so grateful I had gone through it at an earlier age, because now I can turn it around, or I did turn it around, and I'm so grateful.
I love that what you say is learn to master your well-being. And that is really, it was important before COVID, but it is important now. It's important now as, I'm in communication with some friends that are in Ukraine, and, I play a sport, and that sport involves people from all different countries. And, the sport I play and reaching out to my fellow teammates in a country, my heart is now changing again. But I love what you're saying about mastering well-being, and your coaching platform helps people do that. I did not get here without the help of others. And I want to thank you for what you do. Tell people a little bit about how they can find out more about you, how they can work with you. And then I'd love to know your personal message, what you'd like to leave us with. Thank you so much for being this guiding light in the world today.
Oh, thank you very much. So my website is Forever by Simona. You can get in touch through my website. You can read my story. I hope you can, you're able to connect with me. And if you do, you can get through, there is my website, there is my email address, my telephone number. And actually, I have not mentioned you earlier, but I would love to offer a 3-month package, to have 12 sessions with one of our listeners that are interested in transforming their life. I would certainly love to do that. And as a final message, I would like to invite all of our listeners to start their inner journey.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.